Hello, I'm Steve Ashley with a warm welcome to music from the year 1934 on today's half-hour edition of Hot Pipes. Probably the song that most encapsulated the spirit of the 20s and 30s was the title music from Cole Porter's musical comedy Anything Goes. Anything Goes, Jelani Ennington on one of his trips over to Holland, playing the former Vara Studios standart that at the time was installed in the Central Statistics Bureau in Voorburg and that now is in the Florage building in Boskoop. That track comes from a CD released by the Netherlands Organ Federation. From a grandmaster songwriter to one who only appears to have a few titles to his name, Brooks Bowman. Tragically, he died in a road crash in 1937, just before his 24th birthday, and before he could fulfil a songwriting contract with a New York publisher. David Shepherd recorded the song for which he is the most remembered, East of the Sun and West of the Moon, on the Wurlitzer of the Rex Cinema Stratford, London, in 1975.
Thank you.
East of the Sun and West of the Moon, copyrighted in 1934, composed by a promising but short-lived Brooks Bowman. Bob Nolan, a Canadian-American founding member of the country western group The Sons of the Pioneers, is considered by many to be one of the all-time finest songwriters in that style. His best-known works include Cool Water and this, Tumbling Tumbleweeds, which was recorded by Don Baker on the Robert Morton in the Whitney Studios, Glendale, California, and released on a Capitol LP in 1960.
Thank you.
Stars Fell on Alabama, copyrighted in 1934, with Bob Hunter playing an unnamed organ on a budget LP released by Somerset. Bob Hunter is better known for his work with the Monte Kelly Orchestra on the Pipe Organ Plus series on Audio Spectrum, and for his recordings as the fictional French organist Georges Montalba, also for Somerset. There wasn't much about those 1960 budget label releases that could be believed. Al Bollington, though, was a real person, probably best known for his recordings with Anton and the Paramount Theatre Orchestra in London's Tottenham Court Road. He was born in England, but his parents emigrated to the States, where he learned the art of playing these instruments. He appears to have returned to the USA in the 1950s, and in 1963, Decca released an LP, which he taped on an undisclosed organ, most likely in Los Angeles. Rodgers and Hart's Blue Moon, played by Al Bollington on an unnamed theatre pipe organ. One of their most famous, the song wasn't written for any film or stage production, and it didn't appear on celluloid until the 1948 biopic of the composer's lives, Words and Music. In an earlier show, I mentioned that the 1934 RKO film version of The Gay Divorce only contained one of Cole Porter's original songs, Night and Day. The film's other enduring song was The Continental, composed by Herb Matchison and Con Conrad. This is Ashley Miller's arrangement of the song, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Radio City Music Hall, New York City. The Continental, from an Ashley Miller LP released by Columbia in 1957. Back to Blighty, and a recording made by Ronald Curtis on his Compton in the Paramount Organ Works, Bolton. In 1934, Ray Noble left his position as musical director for HMV Records to emigrate to New York, subsequently becoming arranger for Glenn Miller. He also composed The Very Thought of You, which went to number one in the US charts for 5 weeks. The Very Thought of You, Ronald Curtis and the ex-Paramount Liverpool Compton in his organ works in Bolton. The now-forgotten 1934 Paramount film Shoot the Works featured two songs by another famous duo, Mack Gordon and Harry Revel. Were Your Ears Burning, Baby didn't survive the test of time, but there With My Eyes Wide Open I'm Dreaming was a popular dance band and vocal song of the era that does live on, with memorable versions from Lou Stone in the UK and the Inkspots and Patti Page in the US. For this theatre pipe interpretation, it's back to Jelani Eddington.
Thank you.
Jelani Ennington, and With My Eyes Wide Open, I'm Dreaming, from his first CD released in 1992, featuring the Wurlitzer in the Emmerich Manuel High School in Indianapolis. I'm going out with a bang today, with a popular 1934 novelty song that hit the number one US chart spot for Ted Fiorito and his band. This track dates, though, from 1963. From his Great Hawaiian Melodies album on Dot Records, this is George Wright playing My Little Grass Shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, on the Wurlitzer in his South Pasadena studio. My Little Grass Shack in Kealakekua, Hawaii, from a Dot LP that I wish had been reissued on CD by Banda Records. I shall have to speak with Banda's new owner, Bill Cole, about that. That's all for Hot Pipes and music from 1934. Until the same time next week. Thanks for your company today. Until we meet again, this is goodbye from Steve Ashley.